Hello, this is Admiral Akbar, and don't mention a trap. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it.
Boring conversation anyway. Look where they have company!
If we want to talk about the Six Nations,
yeah,
fucking talk about the Six Nations. Hello, you're listening to Double Triumph podcast dedicated to Star Wars role playing in the UK for the FFG system for Edge of the Empire and Age of Rebellion. I'm Bob Shoy.
And I'm Adam Tiddington.
And with us today we have the whole group for the first time ever. There's Beef.
Hi.
Becca.
Hi.
Claire.
Evening.
And Danny.
Hello.
So Tiss, this is like our third episode now.
Yep.
Fourth if you include the one we removed.
Yeah.
And I managed to get a bit of feedback on some of the previous episodes, so do you want me to run through it with you?
I'd be happy to.
And give me a weigh-in, and anyone else weigh-in. But, try not to talk over each other, yeah? Sound quality.
Yep, we're working on that.
Working on it.
I'll,
obviously not in this
try
episode.
Try and spruce it up with a bit of mixing afterwards.
You know what, we worked out how to use a compressor just now, so...
Yeah.
50% of the way there. Woohoo! Talking over each other, already mentioned that.
Yep.
Guys, don't talk over each other, yeah?
Okay.
And you have to put your hand up every time you need to talk and I'll point to you.
Okay.
It's weird, because in general conversation, even when you're listening to each other, you're sort of talking over each other anyway.
Mm.
Thinking about it so well. If you watch a TV show, no one talks over each other. So conversations on a TV show sound nothing like real life. We need to make this conversation sound like a TV show. Beef, go.
Do on The Office. On The Office, it's like watching a normal conversation. The American one and the English version both talk over each other quite a lot.
That's
quite effective.
Thanks, Becca. Don't talk over him, please.
I'm terrible.
Okay, some of the language. It's listed as explicit on iTunes, so people know what they're in for. And people didn't have really a problem with the cursing, the fucks and shits. But
shits and giggles.
You know, just tone it down a little bit. I think they meant more in, like, apparently there was some sexist stuff in the last episode, which I've now cut. Episode 2 got removed, edited, relisted. All right, that's that covered. Tiss, apparently we're immature. Because we were laughing about farts last week. To the point where I listened to it back and I was like, that does sound really immature. And I cut all the fart talk out.
Wow. By the way, there may be some
may contain farts.
Well, this one, 100% less farts. It's not actually 100% because we're already talking about it more because I cut it out the last one. So yeah, I cut the farts out. Cut the farts, guys.
I'll try.
Production notes. We should probably make them to which I've got here. Production notes. So tick that one.
Okay.
What do they do?
It just gives us. I've got topics and an order of which to talk about stuff, so we don't go all over the place. Talking of going all over the place, we got off topic, and you know what? It's conversational. If we want to talk about the Six Nations,
yeah,
fucking talk about the Six Nations. If we want to talk about Andy Granov,
Six Nations cut.
We don't want to talk about Andy.
No, we don't want to talk anymore about Andy Granoff. We got off topic, but I want to leave in bits where we got off topic.
Yeah, if they don't want to listen to us talking shit, then they can fuck off.
Even to the point of like going off topic in regards to Star Wars stuff, because this is a podcast dedicated to Star Wars role playing, etc. But we talk about other Star Wars stuff, which I think is completely fair play,
on
right?
Topic.
Yeah. But they're like, no one wants to hit one. To make it sound really aggressive, they're really nice to me. No one wants to hear another person's opinion on the prequels. It's been done to death on every other podcast. And we did spend the last 15 minutes of the last episode talking about the prequels.
Yeah, but our opinions matter.
But the thing is, you may have heard a lot of other opinions, but you haven't heard our opinions.
Exactly.
I loved it.
Although, to be fair,
the podcast.
I'm sorry.
Our feelings, say episode one, for example.
Here we go again.
Wait, no, this is fine. It is probably fair to say it's probably almost exactly the same as everyone else's opinion, because it's a terrible film.
Jar Jar was the best character.
That's what you're going to say, right? Ever.
Yeah.
What I want to know is when they're going to add Gungans as a playable character for the EOE. I want a Jedi Gungan.
Good luck, Sam.
The other thing, this is a biggie, and this is something I agree with. We need a better sign-off. The thing is, our current sign-off is just me can't see it. Which is an in-joke. And if you're not in on the joke and have never met Swifty, then it just goes over your head and they're just like, it's loud and annoying. Can you get rid of that sign-off? It's terrible.
99% of the world will not get that joke.
By the way, has anyone got any ideas for sign-offs? Because we've recorded four episodes and never thought of one.
What do you want it to be? Do you want it to be snappy? Do you want it to be...
I want it to be along the lines of, till next time, may the force be with you. Click and then end it there. But I'm not ending on May the Force be with you.
End it, boring conversation anyway.
I could actually do that. I'm going to cut that out and then we can just put it in casually at the end.
Boring conversation anyway. Look what I have got for you!
There's a bit I cut out and put in the song at the beginning. Every time you shout something stupid.
Hello, look at that more that bar, it's a bloody trap!
Such like John Cleese as Admiral Ackbar.
Hello, this is Admiral Ackbar, and don't mention a trap. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it.
This week, we're not playing a game. What are we doing?
Making our characters. Well, you're making your characters.
What are you doing?
I'm writing plots.
Oh.
I'm helping you write your characters.
So, see what we'll go now. And we'll talk a bit about them in a minute. Hello, this is your friend GM Shoy. Apologising for sound quality on this episode, we had some issues. That's why I just cut it really short. And then hopefully next time we record, we can have some decent sound, or at least improve from this episode. I'll be getting some better software by then. A quick reminder that you can follow me on Twitter at Bob Shoy, that's at BobShoy, and you can follow Tiss on Twitter at TissRWolf, that's TissareWolf, to comment or chat or whatever. And back to the show. Okay, I'm recording.
This guy.
We've just been making our characters. Some people are still making theirs. Steve?
Yes.
Tell me what career and specialisation you chose for your AOR character.
So, I've gone diplomat.
Mm-hmm.
/ agitator.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to go for something completely different to my to Aral Suba.
Are you, which is your character in EOE?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the bounty hunter?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So, what race did you go for?
Human. Again, I wanted to go for something a bit different, because Aros is Erodian, mm-hmm. So I wanted to go for something a bit... So, I don't know, as I was driving over, I thought human might be a bit boring, but actually I think it's going to fit my character quite well.
Cool. And male, female?
Probably
now. Got a name yet?
Don't know, I think one up.
Alright, well, I'm just going to keep around the table. Becca, what did you go for?
Spy, infiltrator.
Race.
Undisclosed.
What?
You
haven't decided yet.
I can't do that.
It's integral to the storyline.
What, that we don't know your race? We can look at you.
Yeah, you haven't met me yet.
Alright, oh, okay, you're playing that sort of game. You're going to be like the beef of this group.
Yeah.
Because in EOE, you guys were all together as a group, and then beef joined the group. So you're going to be a character that joins the rest of the team.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's so lazy, you clearly just haven't picked one and you're struggling.
I know what I'm going to do. No, I've worked it all out.
I'll leave Claire to do the link for a bit. Dan, what did you go for?
I'm a human engineer mechanic.
Human engineer mechanic.
Uh-huh.
What made you choose that?
Well, I worked for human, it was just a good starting base. Everything was pretty...
The stats convinced.
Yeah, went for the stats on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Engineer mechanic, pretty useful. Figured from playing EOE, it would probably come into play for a bit.
Mm-hmm. I went for a soldier, medic, Ithorian was my race, and I pretty much just chose Ithorian for the bellows special ability, so I can shout people down if I feel panicked.
Just do the shout.
Do the shout, do the Ithorian bellow. It's not a dance.
It's got a blast radius, or
is it
two? Or something?
There's blast three as a special ability. Short range, crit 4, damage 6, skill
all
resilience.
From your mighty, mighty...
Four throats.
Throat.
Claire.
Yes.
Sorry to pull you away from the book. What did you go for?
I went for a commander squadron leader.
Uh-huh.
Because that's nothing like I've ever done before.
So you're like a team leader.
Yeah.
A boss.
Gonna boss everyone around. It's gonna be good.
What race
I'm gonna thoroughly enjoy it. I'm gonna be a Duros.
No, not boss. I want you to lead the shit out of me. I don't want you to push me around.
I'm the brains of the organisation.
Yeah, you're going to have, like, the rivalry of, like, diplomat, commander, who's really in charge. Officially, Claire's in charge.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It's
like politics versus, like, military.
Yeah. You got to be diplomatic about it, Biff.
I will. Oh, don't worry.
Oh, and what did we say what race you went for, Claire?
Duros.
Correct.
Well, maybe
the freaky ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got weird eyes.
So, coming up in 2-3 weeks, we'll be having a special game.
Guest appearance.
We're going to be running the Under the Black Sun story, which is available on the Fantasy Flight Games website. It was available for free RPG day, either last year or the year before. I'm going to run that. I'm going to be GMing for that session, and we're going to have a full set of 6 players with all the characters there, all 5 of the regular players of the group, plus a special guest appearance.
Jibs!
Who's Jibs, Dave? If you're not my co-host this week, because Tiz is just on his phone.
he's a good friend of ours. He's not really nerdy at all.
No.
Has he even watched Star Wars?
I made him watch it one time. Over 6 days, he watched one film a day. You were there with us,
Ben. In Cumbria.
Uh-huh.
And he hated a lot of it.
No, he didn't mind it.
That's not what he told me.
He didn't mind. When we watched the first one, we did it 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
When we watched 4, he was like, yeah, I get it. It's quite fun. He liked Han.
Mm.
Who doesn't?
He didn't like the weird aliens. He liked the humans.
Yeah. And we made this a lot of the cast.
Anyway, so he's a guy who's really not into anything, let alone like not into Star Wars, not into like any sort of gaming.
He's a West Ham fan.
He's very bread and butter when it comes to this sort of thing.
Yeah.
He's well up for it, his game, and he's going to come up and, you know, give it a good go and get into the spirit of things, and we're going to...
So you're saying he's game?
He's completely game for this. So that's to look forward to in a couple of weeks. If you want an idea of who Jibs is, just type Jibs Pokemon into YouTube, and there should be a short video of me dragging him to a Pokemon championship about 3 years ago.
Don't search for Terry and Sarah Shaggy, because you'll get something completely different.
Basically, I grew up very good friends with Jibs, and I like to drag him along to things that he doesn't like, which I do. And get in his face about it, film him, record him. We'll try and record the whole game, and I'll put up as much of it as I can.
Get an interesting reaction.
And we'll get his before game opinions, post game opinions of someone who's just like not into this sort of thing. And who knows, we might convert him over.
Awesome.
But he's coming all the way out from Torquay to play, so pretty big deal. And we'll be playing it at your house.
My house, first time. Hopefully, the sun will be shining and we'll get the barbecue going.
So that's to look forward to in a couple of weeks. Tiss,
mm-hmm.
Darth Vader issue 3 came out Marvel Comics this week. You read it today?
Yeah.
What do you think? No spoilers?
It's amazing.
Amazing.
Five
star. That's it. No spoilers. Just there you go. That's the review.
Out of 5.
Continue reading it.
Yeah. if you're not reading it, pick up 3 issues in now. It will wait for the trade, which will collect the whole series in a few months.
Don't wait for the trade.
Don't wait for the trade.
Don't wait. Why wait?
Why wait? Adam Tissington.
Yes.
While we've been creating characters,
yeah.
What have you been doing?
Listening to the colourful conversations.
Really? This has been the slowest. We thought, oh, we'll do character creation for an hour and then we won't even play a game or something. Fucking hell. I haven't done jack shit.
Finished.
I haven't even spent my currency or anything.
You haven't even got your duties yet.
You haven't got enough money for that one.
What are your duties?
Duties, motivations.
Motivations.
You know, at the end of character creation for EOE, I said, hey, you'll get a ship. Do you want this ship or this ship or this ship? We get stuff like that in this as well.
Yeah, I know.
Which, were you given a ship? Oh, we do. Good, because I was hoping, because it's like, in this it says you either get a ship, a base, or a fleet of ships.
Mm.
Beef, your character?
Yeah.
Do you have a backstory and a character? Or is there something you think about for next time?
I don't know. I'm going to have to give some thought to it. I can't just spring something to life right now.
In terms of the characters' backstories, this goes to everyone at the table. If you haven't thought of your characters' backstories, background and whatever yet, you're going to need to think about it and message Tiss.
Private WhatsApp me.
Private WhatsApp or text Tiss and let him know.
Private WhatsApp.
So he can, because he needs the... None of us have thought about our characters at all, apart beyond stats, and he needs the information to write our introductory story.
I have actually. I've started a little. What's it when you have the little spider diagram thing? You start in the middle and you're like,
really?
Oh, yeah, man, go
my
for it.
Wow.
I'm that brainstorm. Yeah.
I hope it rivals mine for EOE.
Yeah,
I've got a really, I've got a really good idea of my character. I'll send you a WhatsApp of mine. Yeah, pretty good. I haven't decided what planet he's from, but I know what like sort of area of space he's from.
I think it'd be cool for everyone not to know each other's
backstory.
Oh, really? So we would just all tell you separately?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you can meet us?
Because then I can introduce parts to you, and then kind of it's your, up to your character what you guys already know about each other.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Just in case.
In that case, do you want us all to message you our character's backstory, and then you can decide our duty?
Yeah.
Based on our character's backstory.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Also motivations.
Yeah. Well, I sort of know my character's motivation. But if you will, if you have a specific idea of what your character's duties, motivations are, put it in the thing.
Yeah,
if not,
yeah.
Tiss is gonna put it.
Yeah, that's it. If you don't want to choose it, then I can choose it for you.
Based on what information you get.
Yeah.
You've got 500 credits to spend.
Oh, awesome.
You've got to buy weapons and armor.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, I'll need both of them.
So obligation, you take on more and you roll the dice, and if it comes up you're suffering some strain and bad shit can happen to you in the story, but once you clear that you get more XP, so it's good and bad.
Yeah.
But you don't want too much. In terms of duty, is there a bad side to it?
I know the good side, which is the...
You can increase your wound threshold.
Yeah, I haven't checked the bad side of it yet. Every game, I'm going to have, like, a duty for someone.
Right, okay.
But that's kind of how I want to work.
Yeah. Tiss, do you think that seeing as we have less combat-orientated characters in this setup, it's going to make it harder for you to write as a GM? Are you going to put combat situations in just for... just for the lulz?
Well,
or just to see us fail, or are you...
I'm going to introduce stuff which will make this diplomacy more role based. So it could be like, I don't know how it's going to work yet, but I want to make it stuff like that less, like more like have conversational but still have roles, so
yeah.
Like combat.
Yeah. Well, you can do that completely. Like, you can set up almost like a conversation, like it's a battle.
Yeah.
Of wits.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
That's something I'm really looking into recently.
Like Monkey Island.
Monkey Island.
In the sword fight.
Oh right, yeah, in sword fighting.
Yeah.
That's something I really wanted to do more, like using dice rolls for things that.
Like you did with Claire's.
That's like trying to remember through, like breaking through mental barriers and stuff, using roles for that.
With the diplomacy, like if you're trying to achieve
multiple things, like depending on what you say, will bring into it whether it's an easy, hard, or medium dice roll.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're gonna like, I'm gonna have like a list of requirements this character will have, and if you're hitting those quotas, you get easy rolls. If you're completely missing the point and not reading them well, it'll be harder, harder, harder.
And you're also gonna have like boosts and setbacks for how like well the conversation is flowing with that person.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
That sounds good then. So like
in that sense, because combat kind of is a nice little thing to put in there when you know you can have a bit of story and combat.
Yeah,
takes
yeah.
a bit of time.
Yeah,
but diplomacy could happen in like 2 seconds without that thing.
Yeah,
because it's literally like coercion done.
Roll for diplomacy.
Yeah,
you diplomacized.
Yeah.
Any other topics?
No.
Boring conversation anyway. What's this?
Last week in Aylesbury, and actually probably all over the country, Domino's were doing, right, any pizza £6.99.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a small pizza.
£6.99.
They may as well say, come and get a massive pizza.
Yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
I wonder if
a stupid promotion. Yeah. Are you sure, sir, you realise you can have any pizza?
Yeah, any size.
Any size. I'll have a small
personal
one.
4 inches.
I'll have least amount of value
personal
for
pizza.